From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkey begins mass arrests after a failed coup attempt is put down. Turkish officials say that more than 2,800 soldiers and officers who were involved in the coup attempt have been arrested. Among the top military officers detained is the commander of the Third Army, who would face charges of treason. A number of high-ranking military officials have fled to neighboring Greece by helicopter and have requested asylum. According to local media reports, some of them are believed to be among the architects of the coup. As many as 2,745 judges reportedly have been suspended for allegedly having links to an Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Gulen, who lives in the United States, of being behind the coup. Gulen has denied that accusation, saying that democracy cannot be achieved through military action. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reaffirmed the United States' support for the democratically elected government in Turkey. Speaking in Luxembourg, Kerry said that he had talked with President Obama about events in Turkey and reiterated the U.S. backing of Turkey as a key NATO ally.
The United States, without any hesitation, squarely and unequivocally stands for democratic leadership, for the respect for a democratically elected leader, and for a constitutional process with that regard. And we stand by the government of Turkey.
Secretary Kerry said that the Obama administration had not received any request to extradite Fethullah Gulen, but that the country was willing to assist in legitimate efforts to deal with the coup plotters. This is VOA News. France's Interior Ministry has boosted security measures across the country, calling on thousands of reservists to help in the wake of Thursday's deadly truck attack in Nice. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said that the mobilization will help local police officials fight against terrorist attacks.
Cette mobilisation de la réserve opérationnelle.
He said the mobilization of operational reservists, which can only be done during the summer when the reservists are on holidays, will from now on allow the police commissioner in each regional department to obtain resources that can be quickly mobilized, 12,000 volunteers, 9,000 from the gendarmerie, and 3,000 from the police. The Islamic State group announced earlier Saturday that 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, the Tunisian man who barreled through a holiday crowd with a truck in the French city of Nice, was one of its soldiers. France also began 3 days of national mourning on Saturday in memory of the 84 people who died in the attack. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, at a rally in New York Saturday, calling him my partner in this campaign. Trump introduced Pence as his first choice and the one who can help lead the country in a new direction.
I found the leader who will help us deliver a safe society and a prosperous, really prosperous society for all Americans.
Pence, who served 6 terms in the House of Representatives before he was elected governor of Indiana in 2012, is a staunch conservative. He called on voters to join with him and with Trump.
To every American who shares our convictions, I say to you, join us. For the sake of our security, for the sake of our prosperity, for the sake of a Supreme Court that will never turn its back on our God-given liberties, let's come together.
Pence once endorsed Trump's opponent Ted Cruz in the primaries, but said this is a call to serve. He added that Hillary Clinton, the presumptive Democratic nominee, must never become president, and that was one of the reasons he accepted Trump's invitation. And Pakistani social media sensation Kandil Baloch has been strangled to death by her brother in an apparent honor killing in Pakistan. Baloch, known as Pakistan's Kim Kardashian, caused a stir on social media with her videos, photos, and comments, which broke social taboos. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.